Isn't he? All the time. He's good. We've just come through the Thanksgiving holiday and have had a chance to reflect upon his goodness, to think about the many, many blessings that he has given to us. And that is good health for our soul. If we can be thankful, if we can count those blessings, it's good for our soul. It's good to give him praise. It's good to give him recognition for the goodness that he has bestowed upon us. I was reading this morning from John chapter 7, and Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees in that particular chapter. I want you to think for a moment about the chance that the Pharisees had been given. They were in the presence of Jesus, the Son of God, seeing all of these miracles that he had done. And they could have been so thankful. They could have been so amazed at him. But instead, they had a different response. They grumbled against him. And Jesus in chapter 7 says to them, do not grumble among yourselves. And as I read that, I was thinking, you know, grumbling is just the opposite of thanksgiving, isn't it? We can have that choice of being thankful or being a grumbler. And, you know, if we look around, we can probably find some things to grumble about. You know, we usually can do that pretty easily. We can grumble about the weather. We can grumble about the person next to us. We can grumble about, you know, just circumstances at work or at school. We can find all kinds of things to grumble about if we look, but Jesus is saying to the Pharisees, and I think he's saying to us too, don't grumble among yourselves. Instead, be thankful. That verse that Dean read earlier, I think it's in our bulletin, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May we be a thankful people. May we have our eyes open more to the blessings that God has bestowed upon us and acknowledge who those blessings have come from where they have come from. He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. My very favorite psalm is Psalms 136. And we're going to have a responsive reading this morning. I want you to help me. I'll read the K, stands for Kevin. You read the C, that stands for congregation, okay? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him alone who does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Are you getting it? You're doing good. Okay. Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To the one who remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures
and freed us from our enemies.
His love endures
and who gives food to every creature.
His love endures
Give thanks to the God of heaven. Amen. You ought to read that whole chapter, Psalms 136, because these verses are just a portion of what's in that chapter. But David, as he's writing that, is just, he's opening his eyes. He's seen the goodness of God and the blessings that God has bestowed upon his people, and he's acknowledging those blessings. He's giving thanks to God because his love endures forever. Amen. I want to give you a chance, just a little bit. Actually, Ethan's going to help me. We've got microphones, and we want you to just stand up and say what you're thankful for. We want you to fill in the blank. We're not looking for a long testimony. We're just wanting you to fill in the blank. I am thankful for blank. Okay? Somebody stand up.
I've been around here a couple years now. if you remember what, remember I stood up and said, I need Jesus. I found Jesus here. I'm thankful for that. But I want to say something after the Simmons family. I admire them so much, and I think they're such a blessing for our church for what they have gone through and their example for us. And I want you all to stand and give them a great big hand and thank God for them.
Amen. Amen. Okay, they are a blessing to us. Somebody else, stand up. What are you thankful for? There's one back there, Ethan. Somebody over here, stand up and you'll be ready.
I'm thankful his love endures forever.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, I am just thankful to be here because back in April, I might not have been here. But I had lots of prayers, lots of family, and I am here today.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
I'm thankful for my wife, Jo.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for the health and strength, and most of all for his covering.
Amen. Somebody else.
I'm so thankful for this church family, and I'm also thankful that I've been able to be a sheep farmer for a few years now. God has taught me so much about his love and how he provides for us by me seeing how I look at the sheep as the way he looks at us.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else. Somebody else. What are you thankful for? Amen.
I'm thankful to be here, but I want to say I am so thankful for Karen and Larry Paddock, who have adopted me since John died and offered me a seat at their table Thanksgiving so I wouldn't be alone.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else? Anybody else? What you're thankful for? Yeah.
I'm thankful for Everett and Ruby Fortner.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen.
Thankful for second chances and for his loving grace and mercy.
Amen. Second chances.
I'm thankful for the musicians in this church.
Amen. We've gone through a lot of youth ministers through our kids growing up here, and I'm thankful for an amazing youth minister.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
Talk very much out in front of everybody, but I want to say how thankful I am for you. I feel like I've grown so much since you've been here.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Yes.
Oh my, I know what you're thankful for.
Yeah. I am thankful for
for my children, but I don't know if everybody knows, but my oldest daughter, Marnie, she's 3 and she has cystic fibrosis, and it's lung and pancreas disease. And I'm very thankful that God has blessed Marnie every day. You can't even tell that she's sick. We do a lot of treatments and a lot of medications, but she is just a little fireball and you wouldn't even know she was sick. So I'm thankful for God taking care of her and making sure that her lungs provide her with breath every day.
Amen. And introduce your new little one to us.
This is Gypsy. She's 5 months old.
Anybody else? Somebody else?
I'm thankful for RCC reaching out to CCC, guys. It's been an amazing, amazing 18 months.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's say it again, that phrase that you were saying together, His love endures forever. Amen. Let me pray, and we've got one song, okay? Or two, whatever you want to do, two. God, you are so good, and we praise your holy name, your righteous name, your lovely name, your beautiful name, God. We love you.